Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice.
Singing is very much a mental game. Just like for any athlete, the mental work is just as important as the technical work. Today, I'm going to talk about how to calm your mind as a singer. And one thing I have noticed around me is that a lot of my colleagues, they had to deal with some like level of nervousness, or maybe not even nervousness, but maybe just not being very calm. Even my best friend and pianist, he always has the thing to like, when we have a performance together, he always asks me like, how can you talk about like food right now? Because I'm always like, oh, so what are we going to do after? And I'm like chit-chatting. And he's like, Freya, don't talk to me about this right now. How can you think about this? It's good to be focused. It's good to have respect for the situation, which is very important, of course, because you want to be on that level of mental focus. But then there is this level that is too much, which then causes some level of anxiety or, you know, as a singer, when you're not calm, this has an effect on your breathing, on your body, and your body is your instrument. So you might have a shaky voice, run out of breath much sooner. So here are some strategies. Number one, you want to do some breath work, and physically slowing down your breathing and going through the full motion actually has an effect on your brain. It's scientifically proven. So just the fact of you slowing down your breath and taking a full breath in and out and slowing that down has an effect. So what you want to do is actually take a double breath in. So you don't want to go. In order to relax your body, you want to do that, break that inward breath into two inward breaths, like so. And then slowly exhale. Here's what causes tingly fingers and when you breathe too much. It's the exhale, actually. It's a lot of the exhalation process. It's that you don't slow down. You don't want to inhale and exhale too fast. And that's why you're slowing it down. Slow down. It's like in yoga. In yoga, every movement is connected to a breath. And sometimes the movements are held for quite a bit. And so you slow down your breath to go with that movement. So you can do that as singing exercise too. You can make a movement. Count to five, hold five, and then. You can also go like push outward and basically have that image of you're pushing away anything that is not calm inside of you. Push away any tension. Push away any negative thoughts. So slowing down your breath is very important. Do that a few times with that slow breath. Close your eyes or your eyes open, whatever you want to do. Physically, it has a positive effect. The next thing that is very powerful is visualization and mental rehearsal. So just imagining yourself like on a consistent basis. Basically for me, every single night when I lie in bed, I visualize all the things I really want to happen in my life. And it's really funny because like a lot of those affirmations and visualizations, like I recorded affirmations actually for myself. They are still on my phone. And it's so interesting because a lot of the things that I recorded 5 years ago totally came true. And I surpassed those things even. So making this mental image and creating, for example, in this situation, see yourself on stage smiling and everyone is absolutely in love with what you do and you are enjoying yourself and whatever the scenario is you would love to happen, visualize it on a regular basis and you can basically train your brain to believe it. There are studies that have studied how well does someone do who practices something like physically for real versus someone who only mentally rehearses. And it's insane how much progress someone makes. Just someone who mentally rehearses and never actually did the thing versus someone who did not mentally rehearse. So, but if you can pair the actual physical rehearsal with the mental visualization of what's going to happen, that ideal scenario, That's the best way to make more and faster progress and more long-lasting results. Now, the next topic I'm going to talk about is reframing. A lot of times we tell ourselves stories about our voice, about ourselves, about what everyone expects or what it's going to be. And I always ask myself, the first thing I ask myself when I catch myself making any statements to myself or even speaking out loud, I always ask myself, is this really true, what I'm suggesting to myself here? Because whatever you speak out, whatever you tell yourself, your brain believes that that is the truth. And subconsciously, like just not even consciously, your brain will look for ways to make that true, because whatever you speak is what you're suggesting. That is the reality to your brain. So when you continuously tell yourself, oh, my high pitches really suck and I'm really weak and it's going to crack, or, oh, I don't know, I'm going to be nervous when I go out there, that is not a good way to do this. Reframe. Tell yourself a different story. Tell yourself, in the past, I used to get kind of nervous, but I have a new approach now. I'm going to take this deep breath and I'm going to go out there. I'm going to enjoy and people are going to love my voice. In order for my voice to not crack, this is what I'm going to do, A, B, C, D, E. And that brings me to my next point, which is doing your homework. No amount of mental work is going to replace actual practice. So being in this position, whenever you get ready for a performance or recording, whatever it is, when you're like, when the pressure is on, so to say, whenever you're getting ready, you want to know you have prepared. Knowing that you have done your homework, you have studied the lyrics, you have memorized it, not just yesterday, but you worked soon enough to where now on day X, you know, whenever the performance is, you have done your homework. There's nothing worse than showing up. And I've had that dream. I was backstage. I'm about to have to go out there and sing a role in an opera production in Italian. And I have no clue. I don't know the music. I don't know any words. I've had that dream. I don't know if you've ever had that dream. I think as a singer, that might be a common thing, because that is the fear we all have. It's like we come there and we have no clue. Basically, if you have done your homework, there's not that much to fear, because you can be calm and know there's nothing I can do to take it even further, because I have done everything that I know to do to be the best I can be right now. Now, what you cannot do is beat yourself up, because you are not Celine Dion. And you're not going to be Celine Dion, but also she's not going to sing like you. You don't want to sound like anyone else, but you can't compare yourself to someone. Compare yourself with you in the past. So as long as you have done your work and you are the best version of what you can be, there's nothing else you can do. And then you have to be comfortable with, okay, this is the level where I'm at right now. And that's what I'm going to work with. That's what I have to work with. These are the tools I have available to me right now. And I'm going to put them to the best use possible. The next thing, it's kind of a hack, collect positive feedback. Whenever someone says anything to you that's positive, or someone writes something like in an email or comment, anything that's positive, collect it, write it down, make a document somewhere and save it, so that whenever you're in doubt, you can come back to that. I do that. I get emails every single day from people who tell me like all these stories, their life story of singing and how there was this pain or this desire and I have helped them, or a very specific video I put out there, or a very specific workshop has helped them overcome a very specific issue, which then opened all the doors. Someone sent me a message like, thanks to your videos and me working with your materials, I have won first prize in this great competition. And that's amazing. I collect all that because I'm like, okay, that motivates me every single day to continue. Even when some comments sometimes maybe not be so positive, there will always be someone who doesn't like what you do. You cannot please everyone, but that's why it's so important. Whenever you get in this moment of darkness, it's like you're doubting everything, basically questioning everything you're doing, return to all the positive feedback that you have collected already. If you want to get more hacks, I have an amazing course that's called Conquer Your Stage Fright. And that course is included if you're a member of the online singing school. Not only that, so much more. More than 200 lesson videos that are not on YouTube anywhere are inside of the vault in the curriculum We have a monthly planner for singers. We have a roadmap so you know exactly what to do. And you can be part of a really cool community of other singers. So they know what you're going through. You can connect with them and lift each other up because everything is better together. Always keep a song in your heart.